Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Sunday, August 16, 2015. I am your host, spiritual and wellness coach. My website is lotuslifehealing.com. You can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, .love, L-O-V-E, the number 8. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our show to share your journey to higher consciousness and promote your life's purpose and your business in the healing arts, I would love to hear from you. Also, if you have any ideas on how we can improve this show, if you would like to hear a certain topic, or if you have questions, please send me an email to Lotus, L-O-T-U-S-L-I-S-E, the number 8, at yahoo.com. The topic of today's show is Transform Your Life. My empowerment mentor and friend, Christopher John, a former teacher and graduate of Michigan State University and world-renowned accomplishment coaching, will share what led him to his purpose as an empowerment mentor. Learn how his complete system of empowerment education and personal mentoring has helped so many people across the globe. Christopher will shed light on how you can improve your relationship with self, relationships with others, discover your purpose, improve your career, your finances, and more. If you would like to reach out to Christopher or sign up for the Empowerment Mentoring Program, please visit our website, his website at www.pointbliving.com, P-O-I-N-T-B-L-I-V-I-N-G.com. Thanks, Christopher, for being a guest on the show today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Katina.
Awesome. So what is transformation empowerment?
Well, Katina, I believe that personal empowerment is really the foundational piece to living a happy and successful life. I mean, it's possible to get lucky and fall into fortunate circumstances, but in life, that doesn't always happen. So the question to ask is, what's going to happen when the time comes for me to step up and stand on my own 2 feet? You know, what's going to happen when it's all up to me? And the truth is, empowered people make things happen and get things done, and disempowered people just don't. So that's why I've dedicated so much time over the past 2 decades to really learning how to empower people at a personal level, and that's why I created Transformational Empowerment. So what it is basically a system of empowerment education and personal mentoring that anyone can do, and it can be applied to virtually any aspect of a person's life. You know, the first part of that is empowerment education. So, you know, I've taken the 24 most impactful characteristics of living an empowered life and broken them down into simple, easy-to-master practices that people can apply on a daily basis. And it also includes a personal mentor, so nobody's ever on their own. It's a far better option than typical self-help programs, and it's also superior to life coaching, but without the huge life coaching price tag.
Awesome, awesome. And it's so very affordable. It's only like $99 a month. I've been a member for about, 4 months now? And it's just been amazing. I brought a few people in, and I mentor a few people myself. And it's just been totally rewarding just to see people change their lives. Including myself. I've improved so much myself just with aligning with who I really am and aligning with spirit and just really stepping into who I really am as a spiritual being, having a human experience. And my core identity, you know, I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, but really helping me to identify what's easy for me to be identities that identify who I truly am and to show up in those identities and be myself in any given situation. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. So what led you to become a mentor, empowerment mentor?
Well, it actually started back a couple of decades ago when I was a teacher. I had a number of students who were very smart, but they were not being successful, and simply because of the many social and environmental challenges they faced on a daily basis. It was in an urban inner city setting, and there were just so many challenges. So I had to learn how to reach my students in new ways. So I learned about personal health, development, and really found a niche in empowering people. I was able to empower my students, and then learning these techniques and these practices and processes allowed me to also support other teachers, parents. Eventually, I branched out and got some real formal training at Accomplishment Coaching and became a life coach for a while until I just wanted to reach more people that life coaching really couldn't. There was sort of missing the educational component. So, you know, people were struggling until they kind of figured it out on their own, even though they were getting supported. Of course, the price tag was pretty high. So, you know, I ended up choosing to create this mentorship program. And you mentioned that you're a mentor as well, Katina, and that's really the beauty of this system, is that a person will go through and they'll learn all the processes, all the practices. They'll be supported by their own mentor. But then, you know, eventually they step out and mentor other people. And I'm sure you found that it's by mentoring others that you truly master a concept. And, you know, there's research
Absolutely.
To prove it and back it up, but it's really an extraordinary leap into the stratosphere when you start mentoring other people. And that's what this is designed to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So can you share with us, you shed some light on what core identities are?
Sure. Yeah, and you brought it up earlier. Typically in life, we always have identities that we're sort of flowing in and out of all day long. And most of those identities, unfortunately, because the way, you know, the materialistic type of world we live in, most of those identities have been sort of placed on us sort of externally by different circumstances or people's judgments of us or maybe some actions we took or the results they created or maybe even comparisons. And what happens is we end up living a life of judgment, and what we try to do is try to create a situation where we are being judged most positively. We don't really think about who we are or what we're about. We're just trying to get that compliment, or we're trying to get that positive judgment. We're trying to, you know, do that thing that makes people say, wow, or, you know, and so we spend so much time on external identities, what I call them, that we don't really spend a lot of time being our true selves. So what we do in this process, we spend a lot of time at the beginning doing what I call identity work. And it's designed to get you in touch with the most natural, most powerful identities that you possess, and then give you the tools to sort of step into those identities, as you mentioned, so you can show up anywhere, anytime, with anyone as your true self without all the confusion, without all the stress, without all the trying to figure things out, confusion. You just be yourself naturally, powerfully, effortlessly.
Absolutely. And when we do that, we do improve every area of our lives. We discover more of who we are. We tap into our greatness. We can improve our career. We can improve our finances, our relationships, just because we're being our true self. Just showing up as being who we truly are will allow us to tap into to expand and to improve every area of our lives. It's just about being true to who we really are.
Yeah, it's interesting because identity controls everything. Everything about our reality, our who we show up as, our being, determines what beliefs we happen to focus on. It determines what we're thinking about. It determines how we're feeling emotionally. It determines the choices we're making. Our identity controls virtually everything about our entire reality. So if we can just step into our most empowered identities, we can truly step into our most empowered reality, and that's where we can start to create the results that we truly want.
Absolutely. So for me, I'm just going to share what my core identities are, and there can be several identities. But for the most part, we start off with about 3 or 4 when we're training in the empowerment program. So a few of mine is Miss Feel Good. I just feel I want to be in a feel good energy. I want to feel good. I want a positive emotion so that I can be in that flow of positive energy, and to so that I can accept and I can hear when I'm being guided, and to make the right choices. So I want to be Miss Feelgood. I want to be the acceptor and the allower, which will allow me to allow my gifts to flow and to allow others to accept them as they are, as being the acceptor, to accept people, because we can't change people. We can only change ourselves. So when we line up with who we truly are, then other people will show up in their greatness. So basically people reflect back to us what we put out. So if we want to be our best and we want the best relationships, my experience has been is just to accept and allow people to be who they are. Would you like to share anything on that, Christopher?
Yeah, and you know, you're absolutely right. When you allow others to be who they are and you be exactly who you are, life mm-hmm. becomes really easy. It just kind of flows effortlessly. It's all those externally generated breakdowns that cause any kind of life to sort of spiral out of control or lead to other breakdowns. And you know, if everyone just showed up as their natural self, we would never have any of the issues that we currently face in the world. We wouldn't have the poverty and the world hunger and the wars. And I mean, honestly, this is the key to world peace. If you really extrapolate it out, you know, and that's why it's so important that we get so many people involved in this, because all we need to do is just empower a community of people, and that community of people starts to spread and grow, and before long we have an entirely different world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know in the book, in the empowerment book, there's like 300 different core identities. Would you like to share a few of them, like your favorite ones?
Sure. Well, my favorite ones are very unique to me, just like your favorite ones are unique to you and other people as well. And so we do have 300 what I call being nouns, which are the qualities that can just happen to show up in people, qualities that we can choose, take a stand for, as opposed to being judged by. I have a few core identities. One I named Mr. Intensity, and his being nouns are tenacity, masculinity, freedom, and adrenaline. I have one called the Extractor. That's sort of my mentoring identity, and the being nouns from that identity are awareness, profoundness, wisdom, and intelligence. These are things that I just happen to take a stand for when this identity shows up in me. I have one called the Nurturer, and that identity has the being nouns of sensitivity, cherish, compassion, and connection. I have one called the Essence, and the being nouns are purity, alignment, transcendence, sincerity. As you mentioned, when you get started, you only have about 3 or 4 of them, but once you sort of get advanced, you add a few more. So I do have 3 others. I have one I call Jim Sandler. That's my sort of comedy guy, my fun guy. He's that's named after Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler. So the being nouns from that identity are playfulness, humor, creativity, and exuberance. I have one, my favorite one. This is sort of my foundational one is Nature Boy. And mm-hmm. the being nouns from that identity are stillness, completeness, beauty, and vitality. And mm-hmm. finally, I have a leader identity, and the being nouns are drive, ambition, mastery, and confidence. So those are my favorite ones. And of course, they mm-hmm. change every now and again. I never go more than 6 months without revisiting identity work, and that's what I recommend to all the people who go through the process as well.
Wow, that's awesome. And I've seen you show up in so many of these different ones that you just named, just from hanging out with you and, you know, doing our meetings, and when you're empowering me and we're having our sessions. I really do look forward to having our sessions every week, because it does help me to reach further who I am. It causes me to expand and to explore more of who I am. And in this program, what I've experienced, you can't help but to get better in every area of your life, because this program is designed to transform our lives. So you have to show up in your greatness. You cannot do this work and it not affect you and not help you to move forward in life. And also, from what I understand, too, you named a lot of those identities. I can identify with those, too, because I know sometimes we can show up and don't even realize we might not identify, you know, with, you know, certain ones. But as you were talking, I'm like, yeah, I identify with that. I identify with that. I identify with that. So, yeah, there's just there's so many different ones, you know, and it's just awesome. It's just awesome. I'm so happy to be part of this program. Can you share what's been some of your most satisfying aspects in your career as a mentor?
Sure. Well, obviously, the seeing people transform right in front of your eyes is the big. I mean, that's the reason why someone like myself would do this.
Right.
And it's been such a blessing to see. Cause there are some people who, you know, they just want to enhance one small little aspect of their life. They want to just take the next step forward. There are a lot of people who are into sort of personal development and self-help, and they buy a bunch of books, and this is sort of the next step in that. And so that's been fun just to see, because this is the next step, 24 most extreme empowerment concepts, and give people really simple tools and the opportunity to really engage in these concepts and apply them to their own lives. And so it's really a next level type of experience. However, it's also designed to be able to rebuild and redesign a person's life from the ground up. I mean, and I've seen some severe transformations where a person was ready to give up on life. A person had nothing going for himself and engaged in this process and got empowered and stepped into a life that was really enriching and engaging. So it's been a really big blessing to see some of the major transformations, but it's also been really neat to know that it doesn't require someone to be broken down. It doesn't require someone to be in dire straits. You know, anyone can take this work on and take the next step in their life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have some stories how people have transformed their careers, too. You want to shed some light on that?
Sure. I'll just give a couple examples. So there's a gentleman who, when we started, he didn't know where he was going. He knew he could speak. He knew he could do a couple things, but he was sort of going nowhere. Started to go to work, and we did a piece called Desire-Based Living, and got him in touch with what his desires are in that area of his life. Turns out that he actually likes some things that lined up with real estate. So he became a real estate agent. He got certified. He got his license. Ended up within the first 6 months getting hired in at the top real estate firm office in the state of Michigan, down in Plymouth. And within the first year, he had broken all of the records there for sales volume, number of listings,
wow,
et cetera.
Yeah.
And so just from becoming empowered, he stepped into his own natural energy, his own natural power, his own natural personalities and identities. And by showing up big, that was the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just basically became a stud. He just moved into,
wow,
a 3,000 square foot home out of a trailer.
Wow.
And,
wow,
and he's extremely happy. His family has taken a step forward in his relationships. His wellness has taken a,
wow,
step forward. He's just showing up big in every area. So that's one example.
That's awesome.
I do have another example. A young lady, she was a fitness coach. And she was going to people's houses. Basically, they would hire her, and she would have to drive out to their homes and work,
mm-hmm,
with them on the spot, which wasn't always the safest, wasn't always the most cost-effective, spending a lot of money,
mm-hmm,
on gas, et cetera, trying to get established. She got empowered. And
wow,
we did some goal achievement work after we did some vision work with it. And this is all part of the 24 pieces to the process. And what happened was she created a goal around having her own fitness studio. She ended up, matter of fact, about 2 months ago, she just celebrated her one-year anniversary at her own fitness studio in Brighton. She's serving,
wow,
a ton of people. She's been able to hire some other fitness trainers to come on board. And it's really a unique place that's making a huge difference. So I'm really happy for her as well.
That is so awesome. That is a strength. That's awesome. So would you like to share any other experiences, or would you like to share something with our audience on things that they can do to become empowered?
Sure. Well, obviously the first thing is we want to get out. Like, there are basically two ways that we approach life. And so this is sort of the foundational idea of what is empowerment. The two ways are either fear-based living or what I call desire-based living. And so if you can picture yourself walking in a forward direction, notice you're always going after what you want. Anytime that you're addressing your fears, you actually have to turn around, look backwards, and walk backwards in order to get to the thing you don't want, the thing that you're trying to prevent, the breakdown in your life. And so if we spend time in fear-based living, we'll never take that step forward. How can we? We're facing backwards, right? So
Right.
the most important aspect of leading an empowered life is understanding that stepping into desire-based living is the only way to get there. And so we spend a lot of time getting in touch with what are your desires. So I would say the first thing, if you're going to look at stepping into anything, any aspect of desire-based living, I want you to understand that it happens at multiple levels. So yes, there are material things we desire. I desire for my daughter to do well in school. I desire to have a certain income level. I desire to be around beautiful things like nature and flowers and water that you can hear just bubbling over the rocks and just a beautiful sound that brings you so close to your source. It's just so beautiful. Those are some material things, but I desire to experience certain emotions. I desire to experience gratitude. It just feels good. I desire to experience happiness. I desire, sometimes, honestly, I desire to experience anger because it allows me to express myself in interesting ways. Although I don't recommend that as a go-to. But understand that we
Right.
have certain emotional energy that we desire to experience. We also desire certain thoughts, There are certain things that when we focus on certain ideas, they just put us on cloud nine,
Right. Right.
and so, I love to think about sports, for example. I love to
Right.
think about the work I do and seeing people's eyes light up when they have a new realization about what's possible for them or when they create this result and you see that light on their in their eyes, because they know they just
Right.
accomplished something they didn't think they could. These are thoughts that I really desire, We have spiritual desires, certain belief systems that just have us show up in really, really positive ways that allow us to feel really good about ourselves. And of
Right.
course, at the source level, we have certain identities that we desire, and that's where we really get into in the first section of this process. We do about five different experiences. I call them experiences because they're not like trainings. It's not like I'm going to tell you something and teach it. We actually go through how this has shown up in your life, how it could show up in your life in the future, what you want to take a stand for. You actually experience it for yourself. There are daily practices that go into it. So desire-based living is at its most powerful when we talk about identity, and that's why we do the identity work, and that's why we have our core identities. When you can wrap your life around your most powerful, most natural, most desirable identities, it's amazing how fun life can be. So,
Right, absolutely. And then we can be our true selves in whatever we do, in every situation, in every conversation. Just a beautiful thing. Just, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful that we crossed paths. I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to become part of your program. I knew from the moment I saw you when we met at Barnes and Noble, there was just this grace about you. I just knew that we had to be connected. I knew I had to be part of what you are a part of. So I am
well,
very
thank you.
grateful for you. So thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. I am your host, your life coach and wellness coach, spiritual coach, and Christopher John, your empowerment mentor. If you would like to reach out to Christopher, or if you would like to enrolled in our Empowerment Transformation Program, please visit his website at pointbliving.com, pointbliving.com. Namaste.